Coach Sarah McCormick joining me here. And Coach, it's been a few weeks since you've been in school, and or in school. You guys are, of course, doing the online classes with the coronavirus, the stay-at-home order and state order there. But since the last 5 weeks, what's this last 5 weeks been for you?
It's been, honestly, just a blur. You know, I know everyone makes jokes about they don't really know what day of the week it is sometimes, but that really is a reality. And I was really happy that we started online school because, you know, it gave us a little bit more of, you know, a pattern of what we need to be following and not just sitting around wandering our house aimlessly. So it's been a little bit better since we started online school, but now we just keep wishing and hoping for things to change in the future, and I hope that really happens.
Yeah, it has probably been pretty weird not to be able to really go out and do anything for a while here.
Yeah, we've been hunkered down for sure, and I know we're really lucky. I mean, for the most part, I mean, everyone's pretty healthy, but the second anyone doesn't feel great, we're like, go to your room. Get away from us, and it's been all right, but I'm ready for spring and summer and hopefully activities to follow.
Absolutely. Hopefully we're getting to that point here. But, of course, it was official our Monday night here from the USD 466 Board of Education meeting that your resignations have been approved, that is. You and, of course, your husband Brad as principal there, and you guys are going to be headed back home. Kind of go through that process. I know it definitely had not been an easy one for you here to make to head back home.
Yeah, it's certainly a bittersweet one, to say the least. It was a really tough decision, but, you know, as you get older, you kind of have to look at things that are really important in life. And, you know, when we were living back in Garden Plain, we saw our parents all the time. And none of them lived in Garden Plain, but they were very, very close to us. Like, we could go have Sunday dinner at their house. They'd always show up to our kids' concerts, games, I mean, whatever, swim meets. And it was really easy for them. And I think Brad and I were naive when we were moving out here. We thought it would be different, but not as different as it has been. And it's just a lot harder for our family to get out here and see the kids' activities. And, you know, sometimes we just kind of think, you know, God's kind of telling you, giving you some signs of, hey, if this is something that's really important to you, you better take it while you can, because time is fleeting. And so we just made the decision that we're going to go back home. We get to be with our parents a lot more, and we think right now that's probably the best thing for everyone. And we want our kids to have a really good relationship with their grandparents. And, you know, the few times they would get to see our kids play basketball, especially my dad, he would always say that he just got his adrenaline pumping. So I think he'll be excited to see that again.
How long did it really take for you guys to kind of make this decision?
I don't know. I mean, ever since Brad's father passed away about a year ago, you know, you just kind of keep thinking, you know, how's your mom doing, you know, and it's been harder for her to get out here. And so it's just kind of off and on probably for about a year. And his mom had knee replacement surgery and then also had a pacemaker put in. And it's just things that, well, we just can't get back to check on her. And those are just things that were kind of bothering us a little bit because, you know, as you get older, you feel like you need to be the one to help out with your parents. And that just simply was not an option. And so it was just little instances like that. And so we just kind of thought, okay, that's probably what we need to be doing.
Absolutely understandable. But I kind of want to take you back through your timeline here. Of course, 5 years in Scott City. You go 77-42 over the 5 years, four state tournaments there. But going back to 2015, I remember talking to you, kind of getting in, introduced myself, and our first interview was over the phone. I think you were coming back from a maze when you were teaching there at Maze there. But you were shocked that Scott City never had a girls' team go to states. And, I mean, that's got to be pretty special to be part of the first four teams that have gone to state in the program history.
You know, it really has been. It's been a really memorable run. And it's certainly something I'll never forget. I mean, and I told the girls, I said, you know, you did that. And I said, that's what something everyone is going to be. They're going to remember you for that. But I also told them, I said, because of what you've built, I said, there's going to be people lined up to want to coach you because really good coaches want to come and coach good teams. And so to be a part of that, I mean, that's something I'll never forget as a coach. And that was something, you know, I'm very proud of, and I think the girls should be proud of as well.
And, you know, you had just one sub 500 season. That was your first year, but you never lost a first-round sub-state game. And, you know, you go 7-15 to 14-11 and a fourth-place finish in 4A Division II the first and second years. Were you surprised maybe what you inherited? I mean, you had some good athletes. You knew coming in you'd have that potential. But were you surprised that how quick the turnaround was in just a couple of years?
You know, I didn't really know what to expect just because from what I've been told, you know, they just were struggling so much. And so I guess the main thing I really was really wanting to get with them is just the buy-in, just get them to believe. And once those girls started to believe that they could do it, it was just like a switch was flipped and they were excited about games, excited about practices. And it was just little things that maybe even I took for granted that was a big deal to them. And it was really a rewarding experience to be able to just see girls get so excited and believe. I mean, they really just believed in each other. They leaned on each other. The community rallied around them. It was really something I'll never forget.
It's been a heck of a run here over the 5 years, and as you kind of reflect back and look back on it here, what's probably been the most fun part about your job here over the last 5 years?
You know, I mean, just the way the program has turned around. I mean, before I would have several coaches say, "Oh, good job, you're doing a good job with them," and knowing full well that they were going to beat us. And then as the years progressed, that's not how it was at all. I mean, they looked at us as rivals. They really had to prepare for us. And, you know, I really felt like the girls earned everything that they received, all the accolades that they received. It was just really fun to see how those girls, just their attitudes changed, how they believed in themselves. I was very proud of that because 5 years for it to change like that, that's almost unheard of. And I think those girls have a lot to be proud of.
Well, it's definitely been a fun 5 years covering, of course, working with you here. You survived all the interviews, pregame, postgame, all the coaches shows. But I tell you what, it's been a fast 5 years. It's been a fun 5 years. And you and, of course, husband Brad and your three kids have been a great part of this community. It's been fun watching your kids grow up. And it's going to be tough not seeing you guys next year. But I'm really happy for you guys that you're able to go back home to Cheney. And thanks again for everything, Coach, and all the access to your program all 5 years.
Thanks for everything. You're the best. And that's the truth. So I appreciate everything you've done.